So today we will be looking at James chapter 3 verse 13 to 18.
今日咧，我哋就会睇雅各书三章十三至到十八节。
So it's in James chapter 3 verse 13 to 18.
系啦，雅各书嘅三章十三至到十八节。
Oh, sorry, there's a typo. It's not chapter 2 to 14. It's 3:13. Okay, I would trouble Grace to read for us in Chinese.
我会用中文为大家读出嘅。雅各书三章十三节，你们中间谁是有智慧、有见识的呢？他就当在智慧的温柔上显出他的善行来。你们心里若怀着苦毒的嫉妒和纷争，就不可自夸，也不可说谎话抵挡真道。这样的智慧不是从上头来的，乃是属地的、属情欲的、属鬼魔的。在何处有嫉妒纷争，在何处有扰乱和各样的坏事。唯独从上头来的智慧，先是清洁，后是和平，温良柔顺，满有怜悯，多结善果，没有偏见，没有假冒，并且使人和平的是用和平所栽种的义果。
And the main theme of this passage is not too difficult to grasp, isn't it?
咁呢一段经文嘅主题应该唔系好难掌握哦。
Here, Apostle James is comparing two types of wisdom.
咁使徒雅各喺呢度咧就系比较紧两种嘅智慧。
The kind of wisdom he encourages us to show forth is the wisdom from above.
咁而佢鼓励弟兄姊妹要去表达出嚟嘅呢种智慧咧，就系从上头嚟嘅智慧。
Which is from God, our Creator.
就系从神，我哋嘅创造主嚟嘅。
While the other kind of wisdom that he describes is from below.
咁而另一种佢形容到嘅智慧咧，就系从下面嚟嘅，所谓。
It's earthly, sensual, and belongs to the demons.
即係話屬地嘅，係屬情慾嘅，屬鬼魔嘅。
So the theme for today's sharing is wisdom.
咁所以今日嘅主題咧就係智慧啦。
However, before we go on any further, let us consider one important question.
但係先讓我哋一齊思考一個重要嘅問題啊。
Is wisdom something essential to us, or is it only something nice for us to have?
究竟智慧對我哋嚟講係咪必須嘅咧？定係只係一啲有都幾好嘅嘢咧
？It's like having a piece of chocolate, or having a proper meal.
就好似咧，我哋食一塊朱古力對比我哋食一頓正餐咁樣。
We thank Eric for bringing us very delicious chocolate 2 weeks ago.
咁我哋都好多謝 Eric 啦，兩個禮拜前咧帶俾我哋好好食嘅朱古力。
I think everybody enjoyed it very much after our meal, right?
咁我相信大家嗰日食完飯之後咧都好享受呢朱古力嘅。
Yeah, a piece of chocolate is something nice to have after a proper meal.
咁朱古力喺食完飯食下都幾好嘅喎。
However, it is not necessary for us to have it in order to survive.
但係咧，佢唔係我哋賴以為生，即係好似冇咗佢就生存唔到咁嘅嘢。
If we have it, great. If we don't, we can still live on without chocolate.
咁如果有朱古力，咁當然好啦。冇咧，我哋都仍然可以生存落去㗎。
The proper meals are what carry us throughout the day.
但係正餐咧就唔同啦，正餐咧係維持我哋每一日嘅生活嘅。
Especially in this cold weather.
特別喺咁凍嘅。環境嘅咁凍嘅天氣裏面
，When we don't have enough to eat, then we will feel very cold.
如果我哋食得唔夠咯，我哋就會覺得好凍啦。
I think it's often the case when we try to study, and if we don't eat enough, then it's our limbs become very cold, and we can't really concentrate to study.
咁特別當中讀書嘅啦，如果讀書冇食飽咧，可能就會覺得哇四肢都好凍啊，手腳都好凍，好難集中讀書。
And proper meals also provide us with nutrients that can keep us healthy and lively.
咁一頓正式嘅餐咧，亦都可以提供我哋需要嘅營養啦，令我哋可以維持健康啦，同埋係啦，維持健康同埋可以生存落去嘅。
So is wisdom something essential to us, or is it something that we don't really need?
咁究竟智慧係對於我哋嚟講係必須嘅，定係唔係必要嘅咧
？Is it chocolate or a proper meal?
究竟智慧係一塊朱古力啊，定係一餐正餐咧
？Every day we face a lot of different situations where we need to make choices.
每一天我們都要面對很多不同的情況，是我們需要作出選擇的。
In order to make the right and good decisions, we do need a lot of wisdom in our daily lives.
如果我們想作出正確又好的選擇，那我們就需要有很多智慧在我們生命當中。
Recently, I read a news from BBC that caught my attention.
最近我在 BBC 的新聞就看到這一篇報導，令我留意到。
I don't know if you have read it.
不知道大家有沒有看到呢？
Because it's about Taiwan, so it caught my attention.
因為是關於台灣的，所以我特別吸引我了。
But it doesn't say a very nice thing about Taiwanese.
不過這篇報導就不是說一些很好的東西，關於台灣人。
Actually, it's the opposite. It's a British man who is living in Taiwan for more than 10 years.
是說到一個英國人，他在台灣住了超過10年的時間。
And one day he's taking the subway with his Taiwanese girlfriend.
一天他跟他台灣的女朋友就坐著地鐵。
Then he noticed someone is staring at them.
他就留意到有人好像掘著他們一樣看。
And mouthing something.
好像在那裡即是在說小聲不知道說什麼。
So they try to walk to another section of the subway.
所以他們就移去另一個車廂那邊。
But the man still follow them and try to insult them with racist comments and disrespectful attitude.
但是那個人呢就繼續跟著他們，然後呢就用一些很種族歧視和很不尊重的說話去說他們。
We are thankful that the conversation didn't develop into a physical fight.
感恩的就是這個這樣的言語上的爭辯呢就沒有演變成為一個打架。
But you can say this British friend really received a verbal abuse from the Taiwanese person.
但你可以說這個英國人呢真的其實是受到這個台灣人的一些言語上的虐待，可以這麼說。
So if we face a similar insult or unfair treatment from other people, like in this case, do we have the wisdom to make the right choices?
如果我們好像這件案件裡面的人，個英國人這樣，受到一些很不公平的對待，或者一些的侮辱，我們有沒有這份智慧知道應該怎樣去處理呢？
To make the right choice to what to say or how to react in order to stop the conflict.
以致我們可以做出一個正確的選擇，知道怎樣去回應或者說什麼東西可以停止、終止這個衝突。
Or will we also retaliate in a selfish way, causing harm and damage to the other person?
還是我們都會很自私這樣去還擊，然後引致自己或者對方都受傷害呢？
If so, the cycle of hatred and selfishness will only continue.
如果是這樣呢，那仇恨和自私這個惡性循環只會繼續。
So actually, wisdom is essential to us in our daily lives.
所以我們看到其實智慧在我們日常生活裡面是必須的。
In the Bible, the Word of God teaches us that being foolish will cause harm and even destruction to ourselves and to the people around us.
聖經裡面神的話語是教導我們，如果我們是愚昧無知的，那就是會帶來傷害，不單止對自己，還有對周圍的人。
Let us take a look at a few verses.
那我們可以看看幾節的經文。
In Job chapter 5 verse 2 it says, Surely vexation kills the fool, and jealousy slays the simple.
約伯記五章二節，憤怒害死愚妄人，嫉妒殺死痴迷人。
And in Proverbs chapter 13 verse 20,Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm.
與智慧人同行的必得智慧，和愚昧人作伴的必受虧損。這是箴言十三章二十節。
In Proverbs chapter 14 verse 1, The wise woman builds her house, but the foolish tears it down with her own hands.
箴言十四章一節，智慧婦人建立家室，愚妄婦人親手拆毀。
And I believe the last one is also true for husband.
咁當然最尾十四章一節嗰度其實對於丈夫都一樣適用嘅。
So being foolish will often cause harm and damage in our lives and to others.
咁所以如果我哋係愚昧無知咧，其實往往都會損害到自己或者其他人嘅生命。
This is also true from personal experience.
咁呢啲從我哋日常嘅經歷都可以體驗到係好真實嘅。
I remember in my high school days, I was living in a boarding school.
咁我記得中學嘅時候咧，我係寄宿嘅。
And I had one roommate, and we get along with each other very well.
咁我嘅同我同房嘅同學仔咧，我哋都相處得好好嘅。
I don't think I ever fought with him.
咁我從來都冇同佢嗌交啊，有係啦爭吵。
And this roommate is more outgoing than me.
咁我呢個同房咧就係比我嘅性格外向啲嘅。
So he joined a lot of different activities, and I think it's when he went to a club to dance, he came into contact with drugs.
咁佢咧就好活躍，參加好多嘅活動啦。咁我諗佢就係因為去到一個 club， 即係一個 what？哦，一個會係啦，一齊去跳舞。咁嗰時可能就接觸到一啲毒品啦。
So he took drugs in order to stay awake to study.
咁佢為咗讀書咧，可以有精神啦，唔會瞌著覺就吸毒。
And to have fun when he was dancing.
咁同埋當佢跳舞嘅時候咧，佢就可以更加 high， 更加開心咁樣。
Because we live together, we know I know what he's doing. And one day he said.Hey, come on, do you want to try some of this? It's quite cool.
咁因為我同佢同住咧，我就清楚佢發生緊咩事。咁有一日咧，佢竟然問我：，你想唔想試下呢啲毒品啊？好正喎！
It makes you very high and happy.
令到你好 high， 好開心㗎。
Yeah, so, I'm grateful that the Lord protected me.
咁我都好感恩啦，天父都係保守我自己。
Even though I wasn't a Christian at that time，
雖然我當時咧仲未成為基督徒。
And I didn't like going to church at all。
我亦都唔中意去教會。
But from my Sunday school days， I remember why Jesus came， why God sent Jesus to save us。
但我仲記得咧，有主日學到主耶穌究竟點解為咗乜嘢嚟到呢個世界嚟拯救我哋咧？
The Lord Jesus came in order to set us free from the bondage of sin.
咁耶穌嚟咗咧，就係為到釋放我哋從唔同嘅捆綁。
And drugs is also a form of bondage.
咁毒品亦都係其中一種捆綁啦。
So even though my friend and I were really close and were buddies.
咁雖然呢個朋友係我嘅死黨，好好嘅朋友啦。
I refused to take the drug with him.
但係我都拒絕去同佢一齊吸毒。
So, yeah, if I chose a foolish decision, then it would probably ruin my life.
但係如果當時咧，我有嘅一個好無知、好愚蠢嘅決定咧，咁我相信我一生就咁毀啦。
So looking back, I'm really grateful. And in Chinese, you said 捏一把冷汗 ，that means you had some cold sweat.
咁所以睇翻轉頭咧，都係覺得好感恩啦，同埋真係可以話抹一額冷汗咁樣。
So one unwise or foolish decision can have the potential to ruin a person's life.
咁所以一個如果唔智慧嘅決定，一個無知嘅決定咧，係可以足以摧毀一個人嘅生命。
Just like the example I shared.
就好似我頭先所舉嘅例子咁樣。
Come under bondage of drugs, that would make me in a very miserable state.
咁如果我真係落入咗呢啲毒品嘅捆綁裏面咧，毒癮裏面咧，我諗我就會非常之凄慘啦。
I would cause harm to myself and to my family and friends.
咁對自己咧，對屋企人同埋我朋友都會帶嚟好多傷害。
Another example that shows us the need of wisdom to live our lives is found in the Lord Jesus' teaching.
咁另一個例子話俾你聽咧，我哋日常生活真係好需要有呢份智慧，就係喺主耶穌嘅教導。
It's found in Matthew 7, chapter 7, verse 24 to 27.
就喺馬太福音七章24-27節。
Ask Grace to read for us.
咁我會用中文讀出馬太福音七章24-27節。所以凡聽見我這話就去行的，好比一個聰明人。把房子蓋在磐石上，雨淋、水沖、風吹， 撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人，把房子盖在沙土上，雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。
Here we see a doer of God's word is like a wise person.
咁呢度我哋睇到一个行神话语嘅人咧，就系好似一个智慧嘅人。
He builds his house on the foundation of a rock.
咁佢就喺磐石呢个基础上面去建造房屋。
While the foolish person is the one who does not live out the word of God.
而嗰个愚昧无知嘅人咧，就系一个唔去行神话语嘅人。
And he's like a person who builds his house on sand.
咁佢咧就好似一个人。在沙土上面去建房屋一样。
And the outcome of the foolish person is the great fall of his house.
而这个愚昧无知的人的结果呢，就是整家屋倒塌，而且倒塌得很大。
So from this parable, we see that the foolish person made an unwise decision to build his house on sand.
那在这个比喻里面，我们看到这个愚昧无知的人呢，就做了一个很无智慧的决定，就是在一些不能够持久的基础上面去建立他的房屋。
Yeah, and sand is something that will not last. It's not strong.
沙土很明显是不能够持久，是因为它很不稳阵的。
And he suffered from the consequence of his foolish decision.
而这个愚昧的人就要去承担他无智慧的决定而带来的后果了。
Here, being wise or being foolish is not related to how high a person's IQ is.
咁喺呢一度，呢個智慧同埋愚昧嘅人嘅差別咧，就唔係在乎佢哋嘅 IQ 有幾高。
But being wise and being foolish has to do with how a person's attitude towards God and towards His word is。
喺呢一度決定一個係智慧啊定係愚昧嘅人咧，就係在乎佢對神同埋神嘅話語嘅態度。
What is our hope and our trust in our lives?
我哋生命嘅盼望同埋所倚靠嘅究竟系乜嘢咧
？Do we put our hope and build our lives on something that is not lasting？
我哋系咪将我哋嘅希望、我哋嘅盼望同埋我哋嘅生命都建立喺一啲好短暂、唔能够持久嘅嘢上面咧
？It could be money, career, marriage, or family。
呢啲嘢可能系钱啦、事业啦、婚姻啦，甚至系家庭。
Some people make the unwise decision to ignore Yahweh, the Creator, and His Word.
有啲人咧就係咁樣做呢個愚昧決定，去選擇去唔理會神，唔理會 Yahweh 我哋創造主同埋佢嘅話語。
But instead, they pursue and put their hope and focus on things that are transient and on people that will pass away.
而佢哋反而選擇咗去追求同埋將佢哋希望咧都擺曬。在一些會過去很短暫的事情和終有一天都要離開的人的身上。
It's not that career or family are not important to us.
我們不是說事業、家庭這些對我們來說不重要。
Yes, they are important.
他們都是非常重要的。
But they should not be more important than knowing Yahweh God, our Creator.
但他們是不可能比認識 Yahweh 神我們的創造主來得重要。
Only when we honor God and live a God-centered life,
只有当我们去尊崇神和去活出一个以神为中心的生命的时候
we can truly put things in the proper perspective.
那我们才可以有一个正确的眼光去看事情。
Our Heavenly Father will guide us and give us wisdom to handle our career, family, and resources that are entrusted to us.
咁我哋天上嘅父親咧就會親自引導我哋啦，俾我哋智慧，知道點樣處理我哋嘅事業、家庭同埋一切佢交託俾我哋嘅呢啲資源。
So from this parable, we can see that wisdom is essential to us.
所以從呢個比喻咧，我哋睇到智慧對我哋嚟講係必須嘅。
And an unwise decision can indeed result in great fall in a person's life.
一個唔智慧嘅決定咧。是足以導致一個很大的跌倒在一個人的生命裡面。
When testing and tribulation come.
特別是在一些試煉啊、一些考驗來到的時候。
Let us return to James chapter 3 verse 13
to 18. 那我們現在回去雅各書三章十三至十八節。
Since wisdom is essential to us, how then can we receive wisdom and live our lives to the fullest?
咁既然智慧對我哋嚟講係必須嘅， 咁我哋究竟點樣先可以得到呢份智慧，以致我哋個生命可以活得係最豐盛嘅咧
？So we will not waste our lives away。
以致我哋唔會浪費咗我哋嘅生命。
In the past couple of weeks, we mourned with those who lost their dear ones in France。
咁過去幾週咧，我哋都同法國嘅人民一齊好哀傷啦，因為有好多嘅生命就咁樣冇咗。
We mourn for their passing away because life itself is truly precious.
我哋都係好難過、好哀傷，見到咁多生命咁就離開，因為生命本身真係好寶貴。
So how do we truly live our lives so it counts?
咁我哋究竟要點樣去活我哋嘅生命，以致係佢係有價值嘅咧
？And it's pleasing to our Creator.
同埋喺我哋嘅創造主眼中咧，係係佢係悦納嘅喜悦嘅。
And this requires wisdom。
咁呢個咧就需要一份智慧啦。
In the beginning of the message, we saw that we should distinguish between two kinds of wisdom。
咁我哋睇今日呢篇信息嘅一開始，我哋就發現需要分別兩種嘅智慧。
We should distinguish between God's wisdom and the wisdom that is earthly。And it's actually demonic.
咁我哋就需要分辨從神嚟嘅智慧同埋屬地嘅智慧，甚至可以話係屬魔鬼嘅智慧。
So we need to be careful what kind of wisdom that we are going after.
咁所以我哋咧必須非常小心，我哋究竟喺度追求緊乜嘢樣邊一種嘅智慧
？And we need to discern what kind of wisdom we use in our daily lives to make decisions.
咁同埋我哋都要好小心咧，究竟每一日我哋作決定嘅時候，我哋用緊係邊一種嘅智慧咧
？So what are the characteristics and the results of the wisdom from God and the wisdom that is of the world？
咁究竟從神嚟嘅智慧同埋屬地嘅智慧，佢哋分別有乜嘢嘅特徵同埋有咩結果咧
？So let us take a closer look。
咁我哋一齊再細心睇下。
So I've marked the wisdom that is earthly in red.
咁咧，我就用紅色嚟標示從屬地嘅智慧。
I've marked the wisdom from God from above in blue.
咁而從神嚟、從上頭嚟嘅智慧，我就用藍色嚟標示。
Here we see that in verse 14, the wisdom from below has the characteristics of bitter jealousy and selfish ambition.
咁喺呢度第十四節，我哋就睇到從地上嚟嘅智慧咧，佢嘅特徵就係有一啲苦毒啦，一啲嘅嫉妒啊，同埋呢份嘅紛爭。
In other words, the earthly wisdom is self-centered。
亦都即係換句話講咧，屬地嘅智慧其實係非常之自我為中心嘅。
And the result of this kind of wisdom, when it is used, is disorder and every evil deed。
而呢一種咁嘅智慧咧，帶嚟嘅後果就係擾亂啊，同埋紛爭，同埋每一種嘅壞事啊，各樣嘅壞事，好混亂。
Which we can find in verse 16，
即係第十六節可以睇到嘅。
And this kind of wisdom is not from God。
咁呢一種嘅智慧就唔係從神嚟嘅。
And it is under the influence of the evil spiritual forces。
而呢種智慧其實係受到靈界裡面呢啲邪惡嘅勢力所影響嘅。
Causing people to be more self-centered and more proud。
就係令到人咧更加自我為中心同埋好驕傲。
And to contend with one another。
同埋好中意同人哋爭論。
The result is disharmony and bitterness among people。
咁結果咧就係人與人之間缺乏呢份和諧啦，甚至有苦毒。
However, in verse 13, the wisdom from above is very different.
但係第十三節睇到咧，從上頭嚟嘅智慧咧，佢就非常之唔同啦。
So what is the wisdom from above?
究竟從上頭嚟嘅智慧係點嘅咧
？How is it show itself?
佢係點樣表達出嚟嘅咧
？It is characterized by the gentle attitude and all the good qualities found in verse 17.
佢嘅特徵咧，就係喺第十七節所睇到嘅嗰份温柔啦嘅態度，同埋以一切好嘅質素。
And the result of the wisdom from above is harmony and righteousness between people.
咁而從上頭嚟嘅智慧帶嚟嘅結果咧，就係人與人之間有呢份和諧同埋有公義。
So let us be careful to distinguish between God's wisdom and the wisdom that is selfish and is of demons.
咁所以都讓我哋好小心咁分辨清楚從神嚟嘅智慧同埋對比嗰種好自私啊、屬乎撒旦、屬乎魔鬼嘅嗰種智慧。
And let us desire after the wisdom that comes from God.
都讓我哋一齊去追求、去渴慕從神嚟嘅呢份智慧。
Which is good and pure and gentle.
就係良善嘅，係純正清潔嘅，同埋係温柔嘅。
Resulting in peace and righteousness.
就係帶嚟呢份和平同埋公義。
How then can we receive wisdom from above?
咁究竟我哋點樣可以得著呢一份從上頭嚟嘅智慧咧
？The key lies in verse 13.
咁其實嗰個鎖匙嗰個關鍵就係喺第十三節啦。
About the gentleness in our heart.
就係嗰份智慧嘅温柔。
Verse 13. Here, gentleness does not mean being a Mr. Nice Guy or Miss Nice Lady.
咁呢度講嘅温柔咧，就唔係講緊要做一個好好先生、好好小姐。
It doesn't mean that you are very easygoing and very lenient with others.
就唔係話你個人咧好隨和嘅，即係對人哋都係好好唔介意啊咁樣。
This is not the meaning of gentleness.
咁呢個就唔係聖經入面講呢個温柔嘅意思。
Or meekness.
或者呢份謙卑。
It means a person has a meek and obedient attitude towards God.
其實呢個温柔係講緊一個人有一份謙卑同埋對神呢份順服嘅態度。
And because of this gentleness of heart,
因為佢呢份心裏面呢份柔和温順咧
，it will cause a person to honor God, and it allows God to reign in the person's life and guide him.
令到呢個人係可以喺佢生命裏面去尊崇上帝同埋。容許佢去管理啦，同埋去引導佢嘅生命。
This is how our Father Yahweh can work in our lives to change us.
咁呢樣就係即係我哋嘅 Yahweh 父親，佢點樣去喺我哋生命裡面去工作，去改變我哋啦。
So we may share his good characteristics.
咁咧，令到我哋可以分享佢嘅好嘅性情。
And this is the way that He grants us the wisdom to know how we should make decisions.
咁亦都係透過咁咧，佢會賜俾我哋智慧，知道應該點樣去做一啲好嘅決定。
Which will result in harmony and righteousness in our daily lives.
帶嚟呢份人與人之間和平啦，同埋公義喺我哋生命裏面。
Actually, from what we looked at earlier in James chapter 1,
其實如果我哋睇翻第一章，我哋之前睇嘅第一章
，the same word meekness or gentleness, in a person's heart is also how salvation begins.In a person's lives,
同樣嘅字都有出現呢份温柔嘅心，同樣喺第一章出現。其實咧，呢份温柔嘅心咧就係救恩點樣開始，同埋繼續喺一個人嘅生命裡面去動工。
Yeah. And how it continues to work in a person's life,
就係即係佢救恩點樣可以繼續喺一個人生命裡面去產生。
How about we turn to James chapter 1 verse 21?
咁我哋可以一齊翻開雅各書一章二十一節。
How about this time we can read in English?
咁今次我哋可以用英文讀啊。
Read for you.
咁我會為大家讀出。
Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls.
咁啱啱係讀雅各書一章廿一節啦。所以你們要脫去一切的污穢和盈餘的邪惡，存温柔的心，領受那所栽種的道，就是能夠你們靈魂的道。
So a gentle and meek attitude towards God and towards His Word, allow God to reign in us.
所以我哋睇到一份温柔、謙卑嘅態度去面對神同埋佢嘅話語咧，咁樣就可以令到神可以喺我哋生命裡面作王，去掌管我哋，同埋都去。
And to work powerfully.Without hindrance in our lives.
同埋都去好有能力咁去喺我哋生命裏面工作，係無攔阻咁樣去動工。
This is also how Holy Spirit can transform us and grant us wisdom when we have the gentle and obedient attitude towards God.
咁呢個亦都係聖靈咧，即係神嘅靈點樣去改變我哋，賜俾我哋智慧，就係當我哋有呢份温柔順服嘅態度去面對神。
Yeah, so how can we receive wisdom from above?
咁所以問翻，即係我哋點樣可以從上頭得到上頭嚟嘅智慧咧
？So these are the two points that we can take note.
咁我哋就可以留意呢兩點。
Yeah, to have a gentle and meek heart towards God and His Word.
就係要存一份温柔謙卑嘅心去面對神同埋佢嘅話語。
So Yahweh can really be the Lord of our lives and to guide us.
以致耶和華真係可以做我哋生命嘅主宰，去引導我哋。
And to change us by His Spirit.
亦都藉住佢靈去改變我哋。
So we may have the fruit of the Spirit and have wisdom.
以致我哋可以結出聖靈嘅果子啦，亦都可以得到呢份智慧。
And the second one is from the parable of the two foundations.
咁而第二點咧，就係頭先睇嘅呢個兩種根基嘅比喻裡面得出嘅。
We need to learn to become a doer of God's word.
我哋就係要做一個實行神話語嘅人。
And to put our hope and trust in Yahweh our God.
去將我哋嘅希望、盼望同我哋嘅信心都係建立喺Yahweh神身上。
And lastly, let us take notes in verse 18.
咁最後我哋一齊留意第十八節。
We see that the result of God's wisdom.Will bring about peace and righteousness.
我哋睇到神嘅智慧咧，帶嚟係和平同埋公義。
This reminds us that if the words we say or the actions we do bring about disharmony,
咁呢一點咧就提醒我哋啦。如果我哋所講嘅説話或者我哋嘅行動咧，帶嚟嘅反而係一啲嘅唔和諧
，or contention between people，
又或者人與人之間一啲爭論啊、爭吵。
We can be sure that we didn't function in God's wisdom.
咁我哋都可以好肯定，我哋並唔係用神嘅智慧去運作。
If we did function in God's wisdom,
如果我哋真係用神嘅智慧去行事咧
，Then Yahweh Father will work in people's heart to bring peace and righteousness.
咁神就會喺唔同人嘅心裏面去工作，去帶嚟呢份和諧同埋公義。
For example, between husband and wife.Or between roommates or friends.
就好似夫妻之間啦，又或者我哋同房啊、同住嘅人之間，或者我哋朋友之間。
When we have different opinions or disagreements.
當我哋有唔同嘅意見，或者甚至一啲嘅唔同意嘅地方。
How do we choose to respond to these situations with God's wisdom?
咁我哋會點樣選擇去以神嘅智慧去面對應付呢啲嘅情況咧？
We should turn to God in our hearts with a gentle and humble attitude.
我哋應該以一份謙卑啦、温柔嘅態度咧，去轉向神。
And to ask Him to guide us by His Spirit.
去祈求佢用佢嘅靈去引導我哋。
And to guide us by His Word.
同埋用佢話語引導我哋。
So we may know how to respond and resolve the situation.
以致我哋知道應該點樣反應同埋點樣去解決呢個問題。
With gentleness and with God's self-giving love.
係有佢呢份嘅謙卑嘅態度，同埋神呢份舍己嘅愛。
So Father Yahweh can work and bring peace and righteousness to the people around us.
以致天父能夠工作，因為天父可以帶嚟呢份嘅和平同埋公義。
Let us close with one last verse.
咁喺我哋結束嘅時候，我哋再用一節經文嚟結束。
Since God's wisdom is not self-centered, but meek and self-giving.
咁既然神嘅智慧咧係唔係自我為中心，而係咧謙卑同埋舍己嘅。
This means the purpose for us to receive wisdom from above is not for ourselves to exalt ourselves.
咁亦即係話咧，我哋之所以要得著呢份智慧，從上頭嚟嘅智慧，目的咧就唔係為咗去高抬自己。
Or to be somebody in God's eyes or in this world.
令自己好似喺神眼中、喺世界眼中係一個表表姐，即係有個人好有地位咁樣啦。
But the wisdom is given for us to carry out the good will of our Heavenly Father.
呢份智慧咧係為咗令我哋可以去行出神美善嘅旨意。
And to build others up and help others to come to realize God's salvation for us in Jesus Christ.
是为了去建立人的生命，以及帮助人可以来认识到神藉着耶稣基督的救恩。
So the last verse we will be looking at is from Daniel.
咁我哋最后想睇嘅经文就系喺但以理书。
Daniel chapter 12 verse 3。
十二章三节。
Daniel is the one we sang the songs who faced lions in the den.
但以利就係我哋頭先唱歌唱到噶啦，佢係被抌咗落獅子坑嗰位。
But he still trusted in the Lord and was saved.
但係佢仍然堅信神，而最後亦都得救。
How about we can read the English together?
咁我哋可以用英文一齊讀出啊。
1, 2, 3. Those who are wise shall shine as brightness of the expanse, and those who turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Oh, maybe Grace can read as well.
咁我再用中文讀出但以理書十二章三節：智慧人必發光，如同天上的光；那使多人歸義的必發光如星，直到永永遠遠。
So may this verse become our encouragement.
咁都希望呢節經文咧可以成為我哋鼓勵。
So we can desire to ask for wisdom from Yahweh。
以致我哋都會渴求去去到神面前咧，求耶和華天父賜下佢智慧。
With a gentle and obedient heart。
係用一份謙卑、温柔同埋順服嘅心。
To let Him reign as Lord in our lives。
讓耶和華天父真係做我哋生命嘅主宰。
And to transform us so we can shine forth His goodness。
讓佢改變我嘅生命，以致我哋可以去即係為佢發光啦，彰顯出佢嘅美善。
And to shine forth the truth to others。
同埋去彰顯佢嘅真理。
So they other people can also come to know our God。
以致其他人都可以嚟認識佢。
The only true God Yahweh and His Christ Jesus。
就係嚟認識獨一嘅真神，同埋佢所差嚟嘅耶穌基督。
And let us close in prayer.
咁我哋一齊用禱告結束。